Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we got Larry on board. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, thanks for having me.
All things up on the mountaintop.
Really strangely cool weather. It's really bizarre, actually.
Yeah, we're getting very cold weather, actually, and the leaves now are all turning a little bit early. Usually that's late September and October before that happens, but it's really starting to... I think what we're watching is exactly what the Book of Enoch says, that in a Days of the Sinners, which I believe refers to the Daniel 70th week, all nature begins to really go berserk. There are more reports coming in. Can you brief us a little bit on this? The radiation in the atmosphere, according to space weather, is kind of a straight line graph going higher and higher and higher. And then we got a report of the CME, radiation coming down to the surface. What's that all about?
Well, that's really interesting, Stuart. It's put out by NOAA, N-O-A-A, and Space Weather News. And the report you're referring to is one that was recently posted. It says on September the 10th, there was a GLE. Now, if people don't know what that is, that's a ground-level event. With neutron monitors in the Arctic, the Antarctic, and other high-altitude locations detecting a surge of radiation particles reaching all the way down to Earth's surface. And, of course, this caused an S2 class solar radiation storm, which began immediately after the X8 class, I guess you could refer to it, eruption of the solar flare from the sun, and of course Earth caught it. Now, what's interesting, you know, over the last year or two, you know, there's been scattered reports of measurements in the upper atmosphere with the air, you know, the flights, the airliners, and they were having problems because people were getting too much radiation flying in certain areas. Well, listen, Stuart, this is unprecedented because this now has unrestricted radiation from a sun event hitting the actual ground, in other words, striking the surface of the planet. And, Stuart, if you'll remember, that occurred in the movie with Nicolas Cage called Knowing. And remember Nicolas Cage said in the movie? They said, maybe we can protect ourselves in caves. And he says, no, this stuff will go down 2 miles deep, so people are getting sick. I got a post the other day from someone off Africa there, and those islands again, and all, up in that area, that are people are again becoming ill, and of course in America now people are not feeling well.
Yeah, we have. I was watching a show on TV. It was a long time ago, but they were talking about electromagnetic storms from the sun, and as we progress into this, there would be more and more north and south poles. In other words, it's not just the North Pole, it's not just the South Pole, but we have all these anomalies, all these poles that develop. And over each one, of course, you're going to, first of all, see the polar lights, north lights, northern lights, or the southern lights. So it all seems to be coming together. We've had the, what did they call that, Atlantic Anomaly, the South Atlantic Anomaly? Am I remembering that right?
That's correct.
And the Canary Islands where people got sick?
Yeah, they were being radiated. They were receiving radiation poisoning. That Sandeo chimed in on that.
Wow. So it seems kind of odd that all of this is happening right now as we're approaching 923. I know there's a lot of gainsayers and mockers out there on 923 and a possible rapture. Excuse me. But I don't think I'd be mocking it. I think I'd be really taking a good, hard look at it, because actually, all the gainsayer arguments that I've seen can be easily shot down. They're not being honest. They're not being intellectually honest about it. They're not being scripturally honest about it. And that doesn't necessarily mean the rapture is going to occur then. But everything is pointing to a huge pivot point around that date. And I think really people should be very seriously looking at this rather than mocking it, kind of fulfilling, what is it, 2 Peter, where he talks about in the last days there shall be mockers and scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? Everything continues as it has since the fathers fell asleep. And I'm putting these gainsayers in that category. Whether they like it or not, I could care less. It seems that that's exactly what they're doing, rather than just really looking into it scripturally. I don't know about you, but I feel that there's more evidence for an trib or slightly into the trib rapture event than any other theory out there. And of course it is, you know, we are taking scripture and trying to analyze it and trying to figure out what it means. But instead of doing that, don't you think they're just attacking each other and trying to rip each other to shreds?
Yeah, and you know, when I read the Bible, of course, that same event of ripping each other to shreds seemed to trickle down through history, as far as I can tell. I don't guess anything's really changed.
Yeah, except there's more people, I guess. But yeah, you're right. Fighting over what the Bible means. And, of course, that, you know, I guess that's been going on forever. Yeah, but it's too bad that people aren't taking a look at this eclipse, number one. And number two, now we're having, well, let's see, we had Harvey, we've had Irma. I don't know what's happening to Jose. Have you heard anything on Jose at all?
Yeah, it's circled around some and wavered a little in its course, but it still appears to be following according to Fox News and AccuWeather, it's still following Irma in its trajectory, and they're beginning to revise the models that took it straight on up out into the Atlantic to vanish, and it's not really doing that. So they were giving a couple of days ago a 10-day window to watch where this is going to go. So we just got to watch. I mean, this is getting so bizarre, you know.
Well, you know, I was wondering, I've heard it's a Category 1, then I hear it's a Category 4, then I hear it's a Category 1, then I hear it's a Category 5. Are they fooling with this thing? I mean, I think everybody is aware that weather warfare is very real, and it appears as though the United States is a target. We're being softened by all of this, and then the end comes, so... What do you think? I mean, it just seems to be like all over the place in strength.
Well, it does, and at the same time, Stuart, we're hearing these rumblings of warnings of a possible earthquake coming any time now. They're referring to Yellowstone and of course, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, that region, and at the same time, they're referring to California. And rumblings of volcanic activity beginning, and of course Standale has chimed in on those activities, and not to be put aside, you know, I'm beginning to worry, or I guess you could say, be concerned a little, because from the latest news reports, you know, my window for the missiles of October is coming up again.
Yeah, let's. That was Stan Dale's vision. He said that I think he saw a meteor storm. And then the volcanoes all went off, all up and down the area. And, of course, Red Elk said that what's the name of that one out there by Portland that blew off its stack? And then we have Rainier in Washington.
Oh,
that's another one, Mount St. Helens.
Yeah,
in Rainier. And that would be nasty. But we are coming up on that. And, again, going back into the Book of Enoch, it more or less indicates that life here is terminated not only by the sun, but by volcanic and earthquake activity, which seems to be on the rise everywhere. Odd that it's not that far from 923 that we're seeing all of this stuff. So, what's going on down there in Oklahoma? I know you guys are having all kinds of earthquakes.
Oh, yeah. We're having earthquakes in the central part of the country. We're having them in the east now, which is new, over by me. We're having them in the northern and the northwest portions. And so Oklahoma's rattling. They don't seem to have a reason. I think it's somehow connected to deep fault lines that they maybe are aware of and maybe not aware of. But that's what's going on. And this goes back to the days of the outgassing in the Canadian River. You know, remember, we had photos of that north of Oklahoma City. So all of this is the same thing, and this continues along with the other earthquakes, especially recently, Soda Springs, Idaho, where they're having an unprecedented swarm of quakes that doesn't seem to want to quieten down. And, of course, recently they've been very concerned, the scientists have, about a magma level or movement below that region, that caldera. So, you know, we've got all those things. And one thing that struck me, too, you know, as we began the show, we were talking about the radiation. That really is one of the precursors that Ed Dames talked about in this series. He calls it a kill shot event, but there's a series of solar flares that do that. And so I think but I find it telling, Stuart, that we are so close to 923 when this precursor that actually this X8 that brought the radiation down to the surface of the planet, to me, that's a sign.
Well, I think it is, and I'll get into it a little bit more, but I don't know if you can call it remote viewing or time travel, but it's called Operation Pegasus. And we can maybe get into that towards the end. But what's this deal with North Korea? It seems like the threats are ramping up both ways. And didn't you say something about Trump has now embargoed a good share of China's stuff? And then I heard something about a blockade. That's kind of an act of war.
Yeah, in the background, there is talk of a possible blockade of North Korea, a U.N. Number of Nations blockade, but also really more chilling than that is the fact that, you know, the U.N. just put a set of sanctions on North Korea and made them mad. And then now, suddenly, Steve Mnuchin came out today, and you're aware of who he is. He actually...
Yes.
Said today on Fox that he had, they were referring to the fact that as the U.N. sanctions all they're going to do because the U.N. doesn't, they're not very tough on sanctions. And he said, don't worry about that. He said, I'm working up in an executive order for President Trump that he can sign that absolutely ceases all trade with any nation that trades with North Korea. And they said, well, what about China? And he says, that includes China. So, Stuart, you know, when we mentioned it, I mentioned this earlier, you said, that's war. War's coming. And I believe that's exactly what we're seeing because not only does China, but Russia also, including Iran, who are all against us, they trade with North Korea and have treaties.
Yeah, and they're not going to stop trading with. This is all a trap for the United States. They're baiting Trump they're waving a red flag in front of him, and he's going to go for it. And like a, you know, a bull, and that probably is the first domino, as I've thought for a long time. Surely the least of them will draw him out, as a reference to the King of Babylon, which is Donald Trump right now. and it seems like Kimmy is waving the flag and actually literally drawing Trump into a trap. And it almost seems like that China and Russia are orchestrating this beneath the, you know, the public operations, because they will benefit greatly if they can start something with America. After all, like Dmitry Dudeman said, these guys are all enemies of the United States, and they want to bring her down. And didn't he say in those prophecies that when America goes down with a thud? It's very rapid, if I recall right.
Yeah, that's what he said. And Stuart, what concerns me, you know, we've got enemies, foreign and domestic, but we've never had such a huge, I guess you could say, multitude of domestic enemies before. The only thing that really, I guess, comforts the Democrats and the Republicans and the deep state is they assume that any nukes or missiles or attacks will be prepared to tell the difference between Republicans and Democrats and the deep state, and I suppose spare them, but I got news for them. They may be surprised.
In other words, you're talking about smart missiles, not necessarily smart rocks.
I would have more I would have more faith in smart rocks and smart missiles. I think those missiles are going to take out a lot of those people's families, and they're not even smart enough to know it.
I know. What we're operating with is, you've often said, the most deceived of all are the ones orchestrating all of this. They really do think that when they come out on the other side, they're going to set up their new world order. They should read the Bible. Because 2,500 years ago, the prophets all said, well, you may try it, but you're not going to win. You're going to lose. So I don't know, you know, what more they need, but they're not going to pay any attention to it. And we are coming up, of course, on the United Nations 72nd. In fact, it started on 9/12, General Assembly. And on the 21st, they celebrate their Peace and Safety Day. And I remember Thessalonians, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh. So that's on the 21st, and sudden destruction might be well on the 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's something coming. What's this deal on a Saudi prince going to Israel for the first time ever? And remember Trump, first time ever.
Yeah, absolutely. This is historical, actually. There's a report, and of course, they're coming out of Israel, and Debkafile, of Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And remember, Stan Deo finally zeroed in on that individual, Salman, the prince, in Saudi Arabia, as one we need to watch. Now, the reports now are coming out that when Jared Kushner went to Israel and Saudi Arabia recently, immediately thereafter, Salman flew or went to Israel, and that's historical. Something's up. Something's up. Now, let me ask you this, Stuart, because I know we can enlarge on this maybe on another program, but you said something the other day that kind of intrigued me, because we're watching this 9/23 pivot point. You said, what if? You said, what if there really are two calendars that are being observed?
Yes. Well, yeah, because the Israeli calendar, they go into their new year on September 21st, 22nd for Rosh Hashanah. So that deals with Israel. But what I was curious about, if the Lord was using our calendar here, we don't enter into that year until December 31st. And that is a big pivot into 2018 for us. So you've got that kind of window that's open all during that time. And it's just going to be very, very interesting to see what the Lord has in mind for the church. I was watching The Simpsons, and they had a deal on the rapture. It included 9/23, and nothing happened. And so all the people were stoning him and ridiculing him and mocking him. And that's going to happen in the church if nothing happens on 9/23. The gainsayers are going to come out in force and ridicule people like Scott Clark and the others who have been seriously attempting just to warn people. I don't see what's wrong with attempting to warn people that something may come down on that date. I just don't get it. I don't get their anger. I don't get their ridicule or their mocking. And it just makes you wonder what's really going on in the body of the Lord and the lack, evidently, of, how do I call it, love. I mean, you would think people would really be looking at Scott Clark's research and checking it out. I've checked it out. I don't see any way really out of what he's saying, other than the fact that our calendars may be off. So, anyway, I guess that's one thing. What's going on in the Florida Keys? I'm hearing, well, first of all, before we get there, a downside to D.C.'s population growth, the growing number of rats. Do you suppose that's kind of symbolic of what's going on in Washington?
I like that. They grow in the swamp.
That's what I thought. Florida Keys, we're hearing different reports. What's the latest?
Well, I got something real quick right after that. The latest is that the Florida Keys, they're finding incredible devastation. They're reporting a lot of bodies mixed into the rubble. And they say they're, I suppose, loading or preparing to load bodies on 18-wheelers. Apparently, a lot of people that stayed took something like 100 and, they said, between 145 and 165-mile-an-hour winds that just removed almost everything. And so it's bad. It's bad there. But I wanted to mention another thing real quick, get your opinion on it. Is the fact that I find it ironic at this point, right before 9/23, the Torah Code people that we are aware of and know are all in Israel. They're not here. They're gone. They went to Israel. Now, what does that mean? I can't give you an answer right now. Maybe we can get one later. But I wanted to mention Barry Rothman out of Israel sent back a new Torah Code called the EMP Attack and Transformers. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. And the wording is very, very interesting. We should get into that on Friday's show. It seems just odd that that's what they're talking about, and they're bringing it into the codes right around, again, 9/23 date and sudden destruction. What would we do if we got nailed with a massive EMP attack? Most Americans would be, like the experts said, 90% of the American people would be dead in 1 year's time if we underwent a massive EMP attack. We're just not prepared for it.
I've read that book from William Fortune, which is 1 second after, and it is just, it really makes you, your stomach queasy if you read it, because he really lays out in that book what would occur with an EMP and the incredible, massive death that would follow really quickly right behind it.
Yeah, and what's his name? Kimmy the Whiz Kid has said that he might just do that. First time ever that he's gone public, that he might nuke us with an EMP.
Yeah.
Seems kind of odd he's coming out with that now publicly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. I watched the some of the military people a few days ago on Fox Business talking with a host about what is scaring them and what is keeping them up at night. And they say it's the two satellites from North Korea that are going over us all the time. And they say they do not understand why we don't take those down, take them out. Because leaving them there is leaving the availability of an EMP attack on America. And at the same time, Netanyahu has advised Trump, if you want to stop what's coming from North Korea, hit them and hit them now.
Well, of course, they don't want to stop it. I hate to say that, but they're operating from a script. And the script says, you don't touch Kim. And he's gonna do what he's probably threatened to do. We're going to do to him what we have threatened to do. And then the war is on. I think this is all part of a script. And the author of it is Satan himself, and God allows it. And this is part of the judgments against, first of all, the United States. And people better really wake up to the fact that we are under a 40-day trial to find out whether America's going to repent. Well, we know from Jeremiah and the others that there is not going to be any repentance. So I think we're just going to get hit over and over and over again. And I really do pray that 9/23 takes the church out, because it's not going to be pleasant if we're left here for a long period of time. It's just odd, and I don't have time, but I will Friday. Here are a few things I want to talk about Friday. How does The Simpsons have such accurate predictions? How do we have such accurate renditions on the dollar bills, various dollar bills, of 9/11, Oklahoma City, the New York flood and a missile attack, and get into this Project Pegasus of time travel, that they maybe are able to observe the future and the past. Very, very interesting. Because if you look at the dollar bills or the $10 bills or $100 bills, and you find all of these things are incredibly accurate as to what happened on those dates, how do they know that? What do you think? I'm beginning to wonder about all this.
Well, I think you're onto something. And remember, Stan Deo had shared with me about time travel. It's, you know, they were really into that years ago, secret black projects working on it years ago, because he observed some of it. I find that intriguing.
Back in the 70s.
I can't only wait till Friday night to listen.
Yeah, back on Pegasus was begun in the 70s, and they're even now showing some proof of pictures that were taken long, long ago, and there are people in those pictures that are dressed totally different. They shouldn't even be there. So maybe when the Lord said he was Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, they have broken through, and there's real time travel, non-interferent type time travel from what I've gathered, but enough so that they know exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Just amazing. What would you like to close with, Larry?
Oh, I just tell people to continue to stay close to the Lord. We're in a time of change and flux and approaching 9/23 soon, and people need to be prepared.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, spiritually most of all. And be a prepper, but keep it to yourself. And I think Bedlam's coming to the United States right after 9/23. There's a reason they're all pointing to it, and maybe it is time travel itself, and they've already seen it. So they know when all this is going to happen. Anyway, folks, take care of yourself and prepare if you haven't. At least shore it up. And Larry, thanks again for coming on. Appreciate it.
You bet.
And Friday, we'll try and get into a more of this stuff. It's very, very fascinating. There's something really going on we don't even understand yet. Good night.